Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Our engineer, Steve Reimann, points at me, and I go do whatever he tells me to do. He points, and I start talking. You've, like, trained me, Steve. Welcome to ABQ Connect. I'm Jim Williams. We appreciate this show being presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Our friend Carlos Griego and his team, he was on the show last week, and I've got another friend of mine in studio today. We've gotten to be friends over the last couple of years because we frequently have him on the show. Britton Pruitt, the Director of Development with Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Hi, Britton.
How you doing today? Thanks for having me.
I love to talk with you about this, and I keep trying to find out when the barbecue is going to happen at ACCH. COVID has been really difficult on ministries, Britton. So I want you to start by telling us about a typical day for a young person on the campus of ACCH.
A typical, normal family day, you know, just like any other family. They wake up, they eat their breakfast, they go to school, they come home, they do their chores, they do homework, they play outside, and we try to make their home life as normal as possible to just let them be kids. And, you know, we have playgrounds, we have a basketball court, we have a huge grassy area, we have a walking running track that goes all the way around the campus.
You also have a neat pond.
Yes.
And I remember, and you weren't here when this happened, but I've been in Albuquerque so long that there was nothing developed Wyoming east to the mountains. Mm. And I can remember my dad taught me how to drive. I had this old 49 Chevy, three on the tree, and he would take me up into that area. It was just all, you know, dirt roads and things. And he would go running. And he'd say, you know, I'm 13, 14 years old. And I would just drive that old car all over those dirt roads. And that's how I learned how to drive. It was a lot of fun. But I bring that up because I found all these, there were ponds. There, you know, when it would rain, there would be these ponds and there would be tadpoles and you'd see them turning into frogs. And it was kind of motivation for me to grab my bike when I was pretty young and ride up there and check these out. I mean, it was, so I can imagine the kids are having a lot of fun in the pond.
They do. They spend time feeding the fish. We have a bunch of fish food up at the office, and some of the little ones that we have, they come into the office and they say, "Can I feed the fish?" And so we give them a cup of fish food and they go out there and feed the fish. They love it. And
so,
go ahead.
I have to contrast what you're saying now, because this this is fun. This is peace. This is maybe I should ask you about the house parents before I go to the contrast, because in a minute we're going to talk about the backgrounds that these kids come from, and it's not that safe home, feel good about people that care about you, surrounded by family and friends. So talk to us a little bit about the home parents and how they interact with the kids.
Well, the home parents are just that. They are the parents for these kids. And, you know, when the kids first get there, they're apprehensive. They're kind of standoffish. They don't trust anybody, and for good reason. I mean, these children come from some pretty tough backgrounds. They're neglected, abused, abandoned, and, you know, other worse things. And the house parents take them in when they first get there, and they immediately start comforting them, loving on them, teaching them what real parents are. And they learn what a parent is, but also what a family is supposed to be like.
Mm. And they live in a cottage. Most of them have a room, or they share a room, and they interact as a family, and they do chores and all of that.
Right. So there's a big living area. And there's bedrooms on the outside. I mean, we try to have we can't always guarantee that every child is going to have a bedroom to themselves, but we try. And definitely there's things in there where they're allowed to put stuff up in their room, and they make it their room, because some of these kids have never had that.
Yeah.
Which is hard for me to believe, but it does still happen.
What fun to put up a poster or some, you know,
right,
like your favorite NFL player or something like that. That'd be a lot of fun.
Right.
And that just brings normalcy, and that brings, I know COVID has been a little different. So you mentioned going to school. You guys have made some special preparations for kids during COVID on your own campus.
Yes. So the vocational, the VOTEC building that we have is for just that. The kids are allowed to go do crafts over there. They can, there's a, actually, we actually have a pool table if they want to play pool, ping pong, and all kinds of stuff. Reading. There's a little kid library in there. So we had to, though, because when COVID happened, there's no way for us to be able to make sure that, because we try to keep the children in the schools that they came from, if we can, to keep that sense of normalcy again. And, but if we're not able to do that during COVID because of the situation where they wanted kids to go on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then Tuesday, Thursday, and then the parents would have to go back and forth like that, it would have been too hard.
Yeah.
So they turned it into a classroom. We hired some educational assistants, and they have done a fantastic and phenomenal job with those children.
So having been a real estate lender for a large portion of my career and a homeowner, I know there's lots of stuff going on. You have a couple of cottages. You have a third cottage that's kind of a an area where once every 3 weeks or something, the kids stay in there with a when their home parents are out.
So what happens is they are the house parents are 3 weeks on, 1 week off,
okay,
and they rotate. And that gives the other house parents that take the kids on their off week, they're 1 week on, 1 week off.
Okay.
And it's kind of like going to grandma and grandpa's house for a week. So they love it. And so, because, you know, they're on 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Well, what I like is that there's nothing redundant. I mean, there is a pattern. There is a routine, which I think is really helpful for children, especially young children. But you change it up, and they get to know different people, and there's kind of fun things going on. You've already mentioned the campus. But I guess what I'm getting to is, if you're a homeowner, you know how much maintenance is required. I'm talking to the listeners now. You know how much maintenance is required just to keep your home in shape, especially when you have kids running around. So, Britton, talk to us a little bit about some of the things, some of the maintenance needs and construction projects you might need support from our listeners on.
So there's constantly a need for cleaning of the leaves that fall around the campus because we're near the Bosque and we have a lot of huge oak trees around the campus and different kinds of trees. And there's just leaves everywhere all the time. And we have groups that come and help us clean leaves now and then, but we could always use help with maintenance and cleaning leaves, that fall around the campus. There is a need for painting right now. We need somebody to come and paint some of the exterior, eaves on some of the cottages that are needing painting. And there's other time, there's other things that could use some paint, but you know, for the most part, there's groups that are coming on the campus to help us. Some Boy Scouts are coming to help us put a playground together. They're coming to help us put some of the trees together around the ponds. There's like 11 dead bushes and stuff, and they're going to come clean up the whole area and put the bushes in. And so there's a lot of stuff that needs to be done. Keller Williams is going to be coming in a little, about 2 weeks, and they're going to be, helping us all around campus, and they might be putting up some sheetrock inside one of the garages that we need.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
Britton Pruitt is the Director of Development for Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. You can reach out to ACCH at 898-5520 or on the web at ACCH4kids.org. Britton's going to be with us another 10 minutes or so to talk to us a little bit more about ACCH and what's going on down there. So hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages. Revival AI is excited to present a once-in-a-lifetime investment opportunity for everyday Christians. Through our SEC-regulated offering at revivalai.com, you can own stock in the future of Bible design and manufacturing. From content, format, and version to custom covers, be an owner of the only tech company to give Christians the power to design a personalized Bible. For as little as $100, invest in Revival AI, a company revolutionizing the Bible industry and bringing the production of God's Word back to America. Learn more at revivalai.com. That's revivalai.com.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it too. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-45-BIBLE. That's 833-45-BIBLE. 833-45-BIBLE.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you're shopping for your next mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or you can reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Really appreciate Ben Lucero and his sponsorship of ABQ Connect and all the programming here on KNKT. Britton Pruitt with ACCH is in studio. What a ministry. 50 years, Britton. You guys have been working with kids in the Albuquerque area. We've been talking a little bit about your campus and how you might use the work of volunteers and maybe even some contractors to come out and help you. They can reach you at 898-5520, correct?
Correct.
All right. I want to talk to you. We don't have a lot more time left, but I want to ask you about, I didn't know that people could make pantry donations. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So the pantry donation list is on our website at acch4kids.org, and we accept and just make sure if you get some pantry items, they're in date, because by law, we can't give anything to the kids that are out of date. Mm-hmm. Not that anybody would do that, but it does happen. So cereals, snacks, condiments, canned goods, paper goods, frozen items, baking goods, cleaning, toiletries, you know, school items, anything that anybody would like to donate that's like that. Again, the list is on our website if you want more specific items of what we give.
And let's flow right into, you've got a lot of plans for this summer. One of those things that you need is kids need shorts and they need T-shirts and gift cards. The donation of, say, a Target gift card might be something helpful for you guys.
Right. So we prefer to get gift cards so we can buy the kids new clothes. We can't take used clothing. So if we have gift cards, we would prefer to have some Visa cards, because if we get Target cards, Walmart cards, we won't turn them away, mm-hmm. but we still like those. But we like more is like a Visa card.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
we can use it anywhere. Yeah. That we need to, that where we have the need.
Well, that's especially important if you have one small child and one tall child, because I know what it's like to be a tall child and nothing fits you. Hey, Britton, tell us about your team, your ministry team at ACCH.
So we have Everett White. He's the executive director. He's been there about 16, 17 years. He is the head of the organization, and he's the one that leads us and keeps everything rolling. Sharon Roberson is a campus life director. She's been there, I think, 12 or 13 years, and she is everything children and house parents. So everything that deals with the children and house parents, she's the one that does it. Diane Carmen is a temporary bookkeeper that we have. She's filling in until we get a full-time bookkeeper, which we need, by the way.
Yeah, talk to us about that a little bit.
And Alicia O'Rear is our administrative assistant. She's been there about 3 years. So we do need a bookkeeper. Anybody that has Quicken experience, that is definitely needed, because that's what we use, and it's somebody that knows Quicken.
They do need to have some bookkeeping experience.
Bookkeeping experience.
And you're a 501c3.
Yes.
So a little experience with that would be helpful too.
Right, because it's a different – the software on Quicken is different for that particular type of software. And so somebody needs to have that kind of experience, because somebody that has that bookkeeping experience –
it's called fund balance accounting. just so you know.
Yes. I am not the bookkeeper, so I... yeah.
And that may not be the latest term. You know how all of these different professionals, they change up the terms.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Just to make them sound relevant, right? No, but you really do need a bookkeeper. And, of course, we've met Sharon on the program. I've personally met Everett, but I can't get Everett to come on the radio, man.
He probably would if you asked him enough.
Yeah, well, I can't ask him more. I mean, what do I – every time I see him, I ask him, and he's like, well, Britt and I will talk about it. Okay, I'm going after you, Everett, if you're listening. I'm coming after you. All right. Hey, let's talk a little bit now about your presentations that you make to businesses and community groups and how businesses and churches and things support ACCH.
So I will go out and do any presentation that anybody wants me to individuals, businesses, churches – to show them how they can support, tell them about ACCH and what we do and how they can support us. And right now, some of the churches and businesses that are partnering with ACCH and they do support us. Calvary's one of them. Mm-hmm. So they do a lot for us. Car Crafters, Rudy's, Whataburger, Keller Williams, Netherwood Park Church of Christ, Realty One, Rich Ford, Montgomery Church of Christ, Rivera Church of Christ, Mountainside Church of Christ, all of these businesses, and there's much more, and I apologize if I left somebody out, but there, all these businesses do help support us and do give to us regularly to help us continue our mission.
Yeah. And who's your board chairman right now?
Rick Alcon.
Yeah. I know Rick sells a few motorcycles and helps you guys too, right?
He does.
Yep. You know, I have to say, I don't know Rick well, but I just appreciate that he is doing the volunteerism and letting his business contribute. He always gives back to the community in many different ways. You mentioned Rich Ford. Dennis Snyder is a really generous man over there. I've known Dennis a really long time, and I appreciate that Rich Ford is helping you out. I sit back. If somebody is listening and they're part of a church group, maybe a men's fellowship or they're part of a ministry team, and I think of a ministry team because you've shared with us in the past that there are missionaries from churches in Seattle, Washington, that have in the past, prior to COVID, come down to Albuquerque as part of a youth mission project. So what a great time, especially while things are still locked down a little bit, mm-hmm. for local congregations to come out and help you guys.
So, yeah, so what they do is sometimes they can identify, or we can identify a project that's going to cost, you know, maybe $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000. And what they do is they bring the money, they raise the money, they bring it down with them, they bring food, you know, for the week. We'll cook the food for you, mm-hmm. and we'll provide drinks and everything. And I will actually be out there with the groups that come down and helping them do everything. And it's just a fantastic time for them to be, fellowship and to be able to minister to these children by stuff that they do for us.
Plans have to be a little fluid. Again, COVID and some lockdowns are still mm-hmm. in place, but you do have your summer open house barbecue at least planned at this point in person.
So the barbecue is still going to happen on August 14th right now, and that's when we're planning on doing that. So we're still waiting for the actual go-ahead. But we have everything in place as far as we can get it to make sure that happens when somebody just snaps their fingers and tells us go hit it.
Well, and you mentioned Rudy's Barbecue. They help you out a lot with that. You have a lot of volunteers. You have some groups. You have car clubs. You have the Christian Motorcycle Association. Mm-hmm. Some of these other organizations are helping you as well.
Yeah, so the GTO car club, there's a truck car club. There's a Christian Motorcycles Association that come out and they – have a mini car show and motorcycle show on when we do the barbecue and we do the pancake breakfast, which we weren't able to do this year. But they come out and do that, and they're wonderful. And we love to hear testimonials from them that talk about how they support ACCH.
Britton, share with us some of the outcomes you see for children as they grow up with you at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home.
Well, many of them, you know, they'll age out with us and they go get jobs and they go to college. And you know, there's many of the children that don't age out with us. They go back to their families. And so unfortunately, sometimes we don't hear a whole lot from them, but we know that they've gone back to good situations. But we do have, a girl who has aged out with us. She's going to college and we still support her as much as we're able to keep her being able to go through school and get her education.
You're really her family.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's she still calls us, and she comes back and visits us, and we help her as much as we can.
You mentioned Sharon Roberson.
Yes.
And she's in charge of campus life, and we had her on the show with you, I don't know, early, I think January.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the feeling that Sharon is one of those people that falls in love with every child there.
Oh, you can see it on her face, and especially when the children leave. I mean, you can see it on everybody's face because we do get used to them. We fall in love with the children, and when they leave, it does hurt. Mm. I mean, because we are a long-term foster care, and we know the kids are going to leave us someday. But it does hurt inside. But we know that most of the time they're going back to good situations.
What's an ideal situation for you as the director of development? Monthly donations, one-time donations? What's the best way to help ACCH?
The best way to help ACCH is if you are able to give us a monthly reoccurring donation that would allow us to be able to plan and develop the budget that we need through your support.
50 years the ministry's been in place.
It's actually 51 this year.
51 this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you had we kind of missed the celebration because of COVID.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. We're still going to go with the gold theme this year. If we're able to have the holiday affair this year, we're still going with the gold theme.
Yeah. Well, and you know, God's blessed even though you did a virtual event.
Yes.
I guess last November. God really blessed that.
And he did.
Maybe in some ways the deployment of technology will continue to help you and your ministry as we move forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, the people that stepped in and able to put that whole holiday affair together online so people could donate, we made more during that holiday affair than we ever have.
Yeah. Britton, how about you? You're serving in ministry. Is this something that really gives you a lot of fulfillment?
It does. I've been in the ministry before. I used to be a preacher. I preached for 4 years. I've always been involved with the church in my adult life. I've been teaching and preaching, and I do everything that I can. I love the church. I love ministry. I love ministering to the children as much as I can. You know, we don't see them as much as the house parents do, but we do see them.
Yeah, and you have a chance to bring children along in worship and different things and talking to them about the Lord. Of course, you're not forcing anything on them, but you do have a chance to share your faith with them.
We do by showing them God's love. We don't proselytize the kids. Mm-hmm. But we do show them God's love, and we do tell them the truth of, you know, as we see it, and mainly when they ask. And we have had children that have been baptized.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they do ask questions and they do come along with us. So we are fortunate. And that type of approach works well for this environment.
And I know the Holy Spirit's present over there because you have a basketball court.
Yeah. Well, that would probably resonate with you.
Hey, Britton, we are all out of time, but I appreciate you joining us so much on ABQ Connect. Our time always flies. Look forward to seeing you next month on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.